some of the most common mistakes that people make when they're trying to get reimbursed from a personal injury claim?
Great question. And it harkens back and to all the things we've already been talking about. So well, here's the mistakes people make. They don't go to the doctor right away. They delay before they get any medical treatment. When they go to the doctor, they're not open and honest about all the aches and pains they have. That's very important. They settle with the insurance company before calling a lawyer to make sure that they're getting a good deal. They believe the insurance company. The insurance claim agent calls you and says, you're not allowed to get this much money. You can't get this. I'm only going to pay you for your medical bills. You were at fault. None of that is true. Mm-hmm. They're paid to... let's call it like it is. They're paid to lie to claimants to decrease the claim. Insurance companies, they collect premiums and deny claims. It's kind of my joke, right? Okay. So the other things that people do is they'll sit and give recorded statements and do this for an insurance company. They're only doing that to try to gain advantage of you. They'll settle their claim too early. They'll settle their claim before they know everything that's wrong with them. These auto claimants and these people, these insurance companies, they will call you. They'll pay you for your ER bill. They'll try to get you to sign a release. And 3 months later, you need neck surgery and you have a huge claim and you've already released your claim. You know how many recoveries you have for a claim? One. Ever.
So you can't go back.
You can't piecemeal it. It's a one-shot deal. Mm-hmm. You have to get all your damages in one claim. Mm-hmm. Or they'll say things to you like, oh, you know, you failed. You did something wrong, when you know that's really not true. You know, the other thing is that folks do, the other mistake people make is it's categories of damages. You're not allowed to get wage loss damages because your employer paid you back. No, if they cause you wage loss damages, you can. There's other medical insurance issues. There's a lot of issues that go back and forth in these cases. And the other mistake, so they may settle your claim. What if you owe all your money back in liens because your health insurance company paid you? What if you get med pay from your auto case? Or what if you have an auto claim and you still have your own coverage and your own insurance, like underinsured or uninsured claims? The other mistake people make is that they think let's say I rear-end you and I don't have insurance. You have an uninsured claim, okay? You're going after your own insurance. You think, hey, it's my own insurance company. They're going to hook me up. They're going to take care of me.
Right,
no.
I've been paying into it.
Doesn't happen. I fight really hard against people's own insurance companies. I have multiple cases going right now. We're suing the person's own insurance company on uninsured or underinsured claims where they don't. So basically, on the mistakes, talk to a lawyer. And I'm not just saying this because I want the business, because we know the law and the nuances of this and how to protect your rights. And don't give statements. Get medical care right away. Make sure you know what the full panoply of your damages are before you resolve your case. Mm-hmm. I have a book on my website, The 10 Biggest Mistakes People Make in Car Wreck Cases. I talk about it. I've talked about this in a bunch of other YouTube videos on burgerlaw.com. Mm-hmm.